Welcome back to Rumor Roundup, the show where we break down the whispers, the backstage chatter, and all the stories the UTA probably wishes stayed behind closed doors. I'm Sam, and if it's being talked about anywhere near the United Toughness Alliance, it's getting talked about here. The World Tour rolled through Italy this week, and while the fans were focused on the action in the ring, there was a very interesting face sitting in the crowd during the main event. Lexi Gold. That's right. The former standout was reportedly in attendance after meeting with UTA officials earlier in the evening regarding a potential contract. Now, before everyone starts fancy booking immediately, let me be clear. I do not know if an official offer has been extended, and even if one was, it's unclear whether Lexi would accept it. But you can't tell me the timing isn't interesting. Amy Harrison sits atop the women's division as one of the most hated figures in the company. Marie Van Claudio is trapped in the nightmare orbit of the new empire. Bianca Page and Brittany Reed are beginning to rise. And now suddenly, Lexi Gold appears backstage. Overseas? Come on. You can already see the seeds being planted. Lexi Gold versus Amy Harrison has money feud written all over it if they can make it happen. And speaking of people changing right before our eyes, let's talk about Chris Ross. The former UTA champion has been eerily quiet these past couple of weeks. Gone is the rage-filled chaos. Gone is the explosive emotional outburst version of Ross we've become used to. Instead, we're getting something colder, calculated, focused, dangerous. And the fans, they are absolutely eating it up. I'm hearing from all sides that this evolution of Chris Ross may be exactly what the character needed, because now there's unpredictability. There's tension. You don't know what he's thinking anymore. And when a character reaches that point, that's when they become truly compelling. Now, from what I'm hearing, Ross is finally expected to break his silence at the next stop on the world tour, which raises a very important question. How do First Class respond? And maybe more importantly, how does Samuel Scythe respond? Because Ross has said almost nothing publicly since being abandoned at Victorious. And silence sometimes says more than screaming ever could. Now, let's head back over to the women's division. Bianca Page suffered her first loss in Italy, falling to the debuting Brittany Reed. And while some fans immediately started panicking online, management reportedly loved what they saw. In fact, I'm hearing they remain extremely high on Bianca Page. She is still very much earmarked for a major push. The feeling internally is that the loss actually helped her. It gave her something real, something human, and now they can build from it. As for Brittany Reed, officials are said to be thrilled with her debut. The pacing, the confidence, the presence. Apparently she checked every box they hoped she would, which means the women's division is suddenly becoming very crowded in the best possible way. Brittany Reed, Bianca Page, Valkyrie Knox, Emily Hightower, Susanita Yabanez, Sol Azteca, waiting in the wings, and potentially Lexi Gold. Yeah, the summer is about to get very interesting. Now on to one of the stranger stories of the week. Lindsay Lothario, formerly known as Troy Lins. Fans immediately noticed that the newly renamed United States champion was absent from the last show, especially since the entire Creed method was reportedly backstage in Italy. Well, now we know why. According to sources, the decision to pull Lothario from the show was made at the very last minute. The reason? Creative needed more time to properly explain the name-changing character. The official explanation given was that Lindsay wanted to distance themselves from outside controversy and move forward, competing under their real name. Which, okay, sure. But then, Scott Stevens decided to add gasoline to the fire. When asked about the situation, Stevens reportedly said this. It's not about giving into pressure, but not wanting to give those outside people a platform to speak, as the UTA doesn't care to acknowledge the likes of Lindsay Troy, as she is a cancer to professional wrestling and needs to just go back under the rock she climbed out of. Yeah, there's definitely no love lost there. And trust me when I say this situation is still boiling behind the scenes, because while the company publicly claims they don't care about Lindsay Troy, they're also clearly very aware of her. Another thing people are becoming very aware of? All or nothing. the biggest match concept in the company is changing formats this year. For the first time ever, the All or Nothing Rumble will not headline its own standalone event. Instead, it will take place at International Affair. Originally, the plan was apparently to phase out One Last Stop and simply let All or Nothing stand alone as its own major identity moving forward. But after looking at the marketing costs associated with replacing 2 months of advertising and branding, management pulled back. So International Affair stays, and All or Nothing becomes its centerpiece. I'm hearing there will likely be one or two matches before the Rumble itself, but let's be honest, nobody is buying a ticket for those. The All or Nothing match is the attraction. And now, 70 competitors have reportedly been announced internally for participation. 70. That makes this not just one of the biggest matches in UTA history, but potentially one of the biggest professional wrestling matches ever attempted. Think about the implications. 70 egos, 70 stories, 70 chances for chaos, championships changing hands, careers changing overnight, legends returning, future stars being made, and with the world tour still unfolding before we even get there, you know, the surprises are only going to keep growing. One last quick rumor before we wrap up. I'm hearing there is increasing concern internally about talent exhaustion heading into the second leg of the tour. The travel schedule is brutal. The creative demands are non-stop. And there are whispers that management may quietly rotate certain names off television for short stretches just to keep everyone physically and mentally together before All or Nothing. Which means if your favorite suddenly disappears for a couple weeks, don't panic. They may just be trying to survive the summer. That's all I've got for this week. I'm Sam, and this has been Rumor Roundup. I'll catch you next time.